So, morning meditation. The time for us to meet our experience in a very open way, whatever is arising, whether it's pleasant or it's unpleasant. So, we practice radical inclusion. Including our whole experience. And radical inclusion means even if a part of you is resisting, even if there's something you think you can't include, you include your inability to include. So you just meet yourself the way you are. And even if you just touch that a few times, there's something very settling about that, something very kind about that. So, stepping out of the battle of how I should be, how I could be, how I would be, how life should be. And becoming a lover of reality, a lover of what is. We'll start today's practice by just loving this moment exactly the way it is, with all the sounds, all the mosquitoes, all the inner chatter. Some of you may not have had a full night's sleep, so with that sluggishness as well, loving this moment exactly the way it is. The mind has this quality of what the thinker thinks, the prover proves. Whatever you think about yourself, or for that matter about others or life, you also prove that to yourself. So we step out of that ability to delude ourselves by playing the I am game. I am this, I am not this, I am. And feeling the power of all of those statements. So for example, I am tired. I am well rested. I am. And see what's coming up for you. I am this. I am the opposite of this. I am. Nothing is coming up, just stay with the I am. Feel the power of each statement. Meditation is about taking a break from our identities. Shifting from person to presence. So they're the tremendous intelligence and power that has the capacity to direct your life, guide your life. The tremendous intelligence and power that has the ability to direct every detail of your life. However, it can only operate if you let it. So in this moment, would you be willing, would you be open to allowing it? To take over. Would you be trusting enough to be open to this big unknown, this big question mark? And allow this tremendous intelligence, tremendous power to direct every last detail of your life. Just like all the cells in your body, all the planets in the universe, all the leaves on every tree, that same intelligence that operates all of that can take over every detail. So check if you're willing to be open. And then feel that openness within. And your openness is the invitation. Your willingness is the invitation. Even the tiniest of trust is the invitation. And all you got to do is rest. So who would you be if you didn't have to worry about every last detail of this existence? Who would you be without that worry? Experience that. And is it true that only newborn babies are allowed to be innocent? Can't you also be innocent? What is it like to be so innocent and trusting and relaxed right now? Innocence is different from ignorance. Innocence is filled with wonder, highly sensitive, highly attuned. So, what's it like to be filled with wonder? Really tuned in, really sensitive. Same time, completely trusting this beautiful intelligence to take care of every detail beyond what we can imagine. And this morning, would you be willing to step out of the very hard parts of your persona? Just leave the armor to a side. All the very street smart parts of you. All the battle hardened parts of you. Could you just leave that to a side and just come to a place of trusting and openness and innocence and softness? Would you allow yourself that experience? Each one of us is growing in our capacity to sense into what's going on within, what's going on with others, what's alive in the field, in the space. Can you also become sensitive? Can you sense into how grace is operating in this moment, in this body, in this life, in this moment? What's it like to sense into the intelligence of grace? See what happens. What's it like to sense into how grace is operating in this moment? From this perspective, is there really anything to be afraid of? Who are you without your fear? And in case fear still remains, can you sense into how grace is operating through that fear, perhaps? Grace is just this intelligence and power that's greater than all of us, the organizing principle of life. So what is the grace in fear? Sense into that. See what comes up. It brings us to a beautiful place. I am not fooled. This is grace. So, what is your favorite judgment, favorite pattern, procrastination, anger, whatever it is, can you tune in? Can you sense into how grace is operating in this situation? Can you approach this with a lot of innocence? A lot of wonder. Keep sensing into the operation of grace. A lot of wonder. It's like you're getting access to God's perspective. A whole different way of relating to what's going on. Our practice this morning is about openness, and trusting, and innocence. And wonder and softness. And inviting a greater power, greater intelligence, which we can call grace, to operate every last detail of this life, and sensing into the operation of this grace. The sensing can only happen as we shift from being a person to just being. A person always has preferences. Being just is. And no matter what's happening, I'm not fooled. This is grace. Is it possible that even the small self, the ego, the controller, the personality. Is also grace in clever disguise. Could that be possible? Could it be that that last remaining discontentment, that last remaining thirst, that last assumption that I'm not quite there yet, is also grace in clever disguise? the last few minutes of our practice, I'd like to read from Eileen Carey, Opening Doors Within. We will meditate on her words. January 9th. Those souls who abide in me and live and move and have their being in my light and love are fully protected from all forces that would destroy. So be not bowled down by the cares of the world or by the conditions of your fellow human beings. If you become bowed down, you cannot help. For you become part of the chaos and confusion that the world is in. As the darkness in the world grows denser, your inner light must increase in power and strength so you can overcome the world and demonstrate eternal life and light. Allow nothing negative within you to dim the light. Let it blaze forth in you. The light within cannot be extinguished by any force outside. It remains forever burning brightly. No matter what world conditions may be like, by your living example, you can help to change darkness into light. Keep in constant contact with me, letting me inspire you in every way. And I'll read the first sentence again. Those souls who abide in me and live and move and have their being in my light and love are fully protected from all forces that would destroy. like, you can take a slow deep breath. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Wonderful.